What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and today we're once again here with Steven Giorgella, and the topic for this week is ADHD, bipolar disorder. How do you run a business when you have these things? How does it affect your day-to-day life? What do you have to do differently that maybe other entrepreneurs and business owners don't have to do when they're not having to deal with some of these issues? Steven, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, and so I want to, if I can, reformat, and I don't mean this in a bad way towards you. I want to reformat these disorders and whatever it is. I'm going to call them superpowers. That's what Casey Carroll, good colleague of ours and friend of ours, we talk about making it a superpower. Mm-hmm. And so instead of calling it ADHD, which it's attention deficit hyperactive disorder, we want to call it like a superpower instead. And the same thing with bipolar superpower. And I say that because I want to change that.
We're in a unique spot because so many people in our company actually have ADHD.
Yeah, and bipolar disorder. Yeah. And so it makes me emotional thinking about it because, first of all, for those that don't know, I was afraid of actually getting the diagnosis because I think things, for those that don't know, I'm anti-medicine. And when I say anti, like, I don't like going to the doctor and getting prescriptions, et cetera. That's how I've always been. I had heard from my ex-girlfriend in college that I was bipolar a couple of times. And the nice thing was she never said it to me in a mean way. She always said it in like, Steven, I watch you go on these manic episodes where it's just like crazy. And so I want to give that background. I waited a really long time to like go into, I wanted to go find the guy that wouldn't just say something to me. I wanted to, you know, I really let the guy dig into it. And he just looked at me and he's like, Steven, this isn't close. Like, you're bipolar too all day. And so I want to give a little definition. It's characterized by at least one episode of mania or hypomanic or major depressive episode during a significant amount of time. And so, like, here I'll give you read this from one of the medicine sites, and then another one's from Mayo Clinic. People with bipolar 2 do not experience true manic episodes where their mood and energy levels are so high that it causes trouble with work and socializing and may cause psychosis. Some individuals with bipolar 1 disorder have to be hospitalized during periods of mania. I've never been hospitalized for it. I have gone, you know, pretty close to the hospital.
And you don't actually take any medication, do you?
No, the go-to medication for bipolar disorder is called lithium carbonate. Mm-hmm. It's been around for a very long time. It's a very cheap medicine and it works extremely well. It's underprescribed, and the reason why it's underprescribed, I'm going to give you a subjective opinion from myself and from my doctor. It doesn't make them a bunch of money. It doesn't get advertised and it's not sexy. That's I won't say his name, but those are a lot of his choice of words.
They'd rather prescribe opioids when you hurt your thumb or something, you know?
Not too far off on that. The main thing that's the positives is, and I'd have to look back up the actual numbers on this, but I think it's like 60 to 75% of all people with bipolar 1 or bipolar 2 also have ADHD. And so I'm clearly for both. The problem is I can't take. I'm kind of bouncing back and forth here, but I can't take Adderall because Adderall just makes me more manic. So it's an amphetamine, so it just makes me more manic. And while I like some of the effects of Adderall, I don't like the other effects of Adderall. I just basically speed up my manic episodes. And so for those out there that have ADHD or have bipolar 2 or 1, we've built a nice business over here. The main key to winning with it is self-awareness. And I had a meeting this morning with Jeff, our COO, and hey, Steven, this episode, and we got to work on this, and we got to do this. And like, it's a constant battle, guys. And it's also hard knowing that even when I've been self-aware and I've made progress, I've had times where on Monday of this week, where I punched the table, because I didn't want to release the energy and the mania on anybody else. And I punched the table and my fist has hurt for a couple of days. You know, this is a self-awareness game, and this is understanding how you can use these things as superpowers. My ability to feel so sensitively is the same thing that has these manic episodes. There's a direct correlation between I can look at Chris Jones across from me on the mic and I can feel your emotions. I'm so hypersensitive and hyper aware. At the same time, I'm hyper aware to the environment around me on the negative side, right? So like the superpower part, you should see me, empower a client passionately by feeling and navigating and using intuition to really
super useful there.
Right. Sure. And you've seen it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Come a little bit closer to the mic when you're talking. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure.
Sure.
You can bend it down a little more if you need to. Just making mic adjustments here, people. We've got to stop highlighting just the negative parts of it. We've got to stop glorifying and putting it out there, the negative parts of it. Okay. I've been able to impact a lot of people's lives positively by being a sensitive fuck.
But there's also no question that you have to do, in particular with the ADHD, I know for myself, I've had it all my life since I was a kid. There's certain things I have to do that maybe other people don't have to do in order to, to remember certain things and you know, stay more organized than maybe it would come naturally to somebody who didn't have that. And I'm sure there's things that you probably have to do, right? That
shitloads.
Yeah, right.
Right, like
certain processes that you have to put in place that maybe somebody who didn't have these issues wouldn't have to do.
Yeah, and the number one thing that I'd like to express is the top things that I like to do the most are the top things that destroy me as well, right? So I will put everybody else's needs before mine until I put myself in the hospital. And the problem is I've got to navigate a business over here. So if I do not have the mental capacity to be able to navigate the business, because I keep going, eventually it's like the law of diminishing returns. I just wear it down, and also my quality goes down, my concentration goes down, my irritability goes up, and I become a pile of trash. So when I'm out there having more and more fun and doing more and more of the things that I'm good at, which is out there shooting the shit, being Steven, being fucking dynamic and just being electric, well, guess what, guys? That's a tank of fuel.
For sure. But yeah, there's no doubt that having the bipolar and having ADHD definitely presents some unique challenges, I would imagine, for sure. Just
I cry a lot. I can get emotional right now just thinking about it. It is you never want to sit there and not be yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. And when you're down, and everybody has highs and lows, I don't wish a manic episode upon anybody, sure, upon my worst enemy. When that hamster wheel starts to roll, it's absolutely brutal.
So my fiance happens to have bipolar as well, and so I deal with these on a semi-regular basis when they happen, and it's not good.
Yeah, to pull them out is a feat, right?
It's a big deal.
And you have got to just surround yourself with people that understand it, and you have got to work hard to understand yourself. And you have to realize that you have superpowers as well. My ability to hyper-focus in a meeting because of ADHD and bipolar, I'll say it from the colleagues that have said it about me. I'm a freak.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I honestly am in awe of your ability to focus, being the fact that you do have such bad ADHD. You tend to jump around a lot.
Oh, 100, not 10. I do just jump around a lot.
Right,
a lot.
From one thing to the next, which is typical. But then your ability to also focus in on something for a period of time without the aid of medication, like myself, is impressive. No question about it.
For sure. And
you clearly worked on that your whole life.
For sure.
Train that.
Yep. That hyper focus, which is what they call it for like ADHD. It's strong. It's real strong. When you get me in a meeting or presentation mode, I'm going to beat the other CEOs out there.
Yeah. See, I had ADHD. Now I just have ADD. I grew out of the hyperactivity part, but the ADD is still there for sure.
Right.
Strongly.
Right. My ability to passionately represent and present the thoughts that are in my brain while in hyper focus mode, if I can set my mind to that, I'll stand up to.
For sure.
Like, I'll give you an example out there. Anybody that knows me, and I'll quote Derek Wyatt, one of my good buddies who stood up at my wedding. You know, he texted me last night and he goes, and I'll humble brag this one. Where is he at here? Steve, I got to tell you, I've thought about this a lot. and I think it's time to say it. You're the best athlete I know. And if, for those that don't know, Derek's a freak athlete, D1, yada, yada. But I knew what he was referencing. What he's referencing is from all the stupid little games, like we played Big Buck Hunter or basketball, or if you give me a chance to hyper-focus, I'm just going to find a way to freaking do it and beat the other person. Like, it's just, but.
Steven is without a doubt one of the most competitive people you will ever meet in your entire life.
For sure.
No
for
question.
Sure, for sure.
I'll give a shit what it is.
For sure. Baseline of insecurity there that helps that out, right? And then also just like, I love the action,
yeah.
Right? And if I hyper-focus, like, you just better realize, like, you're in deep shit. Like, I'm going, like, if you want to play me in cornhole, if you want to play me in ping pong, if you want to, like, listen, I may lose at one of those individually because you're really good at that one. You give me the top 20 versus somebody else's top 20. You find anybody and I'm going to go toe to toe with you, from volleyball to this, to that, to golf, whatever it is. Because here's the deal.
If anybody out there that doubts that, you're mistaken. I assure you.
But here's the deal. I'll go against you too. But now, could you beat me in one or two of them? For sure. No doubt. Like, I'm not the best basketball player. I am not the best football player, etc. But like, you put them all together and you give me the ability to hyper-focus if I'm excited about like the competitive. And remember, it going to like my insights profile. And again, we're using these examples not to brag. We're using them as, these are the pros of having these fucking disorders. The same way I lay in my bed crying, not wanting to face the day, is the same way I've stood there and wanted to compete against the best of the best. You have to realize that this is not just a disorder. It's not just a lack of positivity. There's a ton of positivity there. I love my competitive nature. I also hate it when I can't get off of it. Right? So the key takeaways are, can we please get out there and talk about these things positively?
Sure.
Like, can we change? Hey, business owners out there, if you guys
let's at least talk about it at all. You know, that's
100%. I think that we need to talk about it. And I know we need to talk about it. And having these obstacles is also a superpower at the same time. And we just don't talk about the superpowers enough. And one of the things that I was most humbled by is when I sat in front of my therapist. So not my psychiatrist, but my therapist, the first time. And I finished up with the meeting and she looked at me and she goes, "Steven, I noticed that you beat yourself up throughout this whole meeting." And I said, you know, I was kind of crying my eyes out and I was like, "I just want to be better." And she goes, "I've known you for one meeting and I could already tell you're a massive success." And I asked her why. And she said, "All those things were about the things that you're not doing right." And based on me Googling you before you came in and stuff like that, trying to figure out exactly who you were, I can see that you're doing a lot of things right. And all you wanted to do is improve on all the things you were doing wrong.
You're just thinking about just the negatives instead of thinking about all the things you've been successful at.
Yeah. And she goes, "Now the definition of success could be monetary, sure. Could be this, that," because she goes, "There are people following you that would like to continue to build on that positivity. And I'm here to help you build on that positivity." And that is what this podcast is about, is building, you know, this specific one is, you guys should showcase those superpowers and stop running from them and stop thinking that they are a negative, because they're not. You were born that way. And each one of them has a positive and a really strong one. And you just need to double down on that. That's all that I'm asking the people to do, is just to double down on that and realize that it's completely okay. And we got to stop calling these things disorders too. That's my other things that piss me off.
Do you think it's been a net positive or net negative? Do you think you'd be where you are today, or the person you are today, if you hadn't had these?
There's no way. Do I wish I would have done some of the things a little bit easier? Yeah, but I don't regret.
Sure.
Like, I'm a fucking hot mess, Chris. Like, I'm a hot mess. I got to Texas with $1,200 and I was going to be a freaking general manager at a golf course. I own a couple of companies, and I'm doing business in states across the country and all this stuff. And like, yeah, would I have ever imagined this? No. And it's because I've been manic. I've been sitting there like, go, 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 faster, faster, faster. It's because I've been competitive. It's because I've cried. It's because I've been emotional. It's because I've been vulnerable with people. I sit there in front of them and I bawl my eyes out and I tell them why I care about them. And I'm not afraid that they look at me and they say, he cried, he's a pussy. I'd be like, cool, if I'm a pussy, then come fucking beat me at something. If I'm such a pussy.
That pussy shit's played out, man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, right? It's not played out because it still happens all the time.
No, for sure.
I've had guys on LinkedIn the last 2 days that have been DMing me about my F words on my LinkedIn channel. Okay, cool. Earth to you guys. Every single one of those guys never replies to me again. They say one comment to me and they never reply to me again. Any other questions?
Right.
That's my thing, right? Yeah. So yeah, sure. Have I done it non-traditionally? Yeah. Do I do it efficiently? No. Am I a big ball of mess most of the time? Yep.
I think your analogy about the controlled explosion nuclear reactor thing you mentioned the other day is extremely accurate.
I got this from one of my mentors. He saw me as a nuclear power plant. He goes, controlled correctly, I think you could power the world, Steven.
And if not, it'll implode.
You'll blow up everybody.
Yeah, right. I think that's a fantastic
analogy. And that's been something that I've come to terms with. Right. And you know, the last 48 hours, I've been very emotional and on edge. Haven't been able to sleep very well. I had a couple manic episodes. And I actually had a real bad one yesterday afternoon in my Jeep. And I just don't want to deviate from the fact that I've got to control it. And Jeff's a control. And you know, the whole team's a control. My wife's a control. Just got to focus on being fuel. That's what I am.
Absolutely.
So, anywho, that's what we got, guys. Wear it, enjoy it, be it, and tell people about it. And if you guys want to talk to me about it, let's talk.
Yeah, I think this was a fantastic episode. I think there's a ton of really valuable stuff here this week. I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure you subscribe, download, give us a review. We're on all the major platforms.
Share it.
Share it, yeah. Tell your friends, tell your granny, tell your auntie, tell everybody.
Tell auntie.
And we'll see you next week for the 452 podcast. Thanks a lot.